Okay, let's start. So here's our agenda. I'll start with a short update on the current situation, some news. First of all, Byron, the chair of the CCNSO, now is has been added to the program working group mailing list. So he will also receive all our communication and hopefully will add some 5 cents from his perspective, at least. Yeah. So, and we will also, unfortunately, we failed to have a conference call with him yesterday, but I hope that we'll have it as soon as possible. So we will discuss how program working group can work closer with the chair and with the probably vice chairs to have this agenda more up to date and more to the point, the interests of our members. So, Bart, anything you want to add?
Maybe just add, say, Eberhard is now on the list as well.
Yeah, I think everybody knows that Eberhard now is on the list as well. And I'm on the list of tech the working group which prepares a tech meeting. So it's also very good to have this collaboration. I'm really very glad that we did that, and I hope that it will be mutually beneficial for both working groups and both agendas. Eberhard, anything you want to add?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that I'm even on this call.
Oh, that's really very great, because Eberhard, well, unfortunately, this time slot was not on Eberhard's doodle polls options, but I'm very glad that he made it to this call. Anyway, so now let's move forward to the survey data. Thanks to Andre, he gave me the spreadsheet where he calculated all those thingies. Well, as you can see here on the graph, activity has dropped, and unfortunately the rating of our Durban meeting also dropped. So we received, we did not receive so many responses, and the rating is not so good, let's say, in comparing to the one in Beijing. I think there could be several reasons for that. One of them is perhaps in Beijing we had more participants from, I don't know, China perhaps, or from that region. And here, probably those who participated in Durban meeting, they were looking for something else, and their expectations. We didn't manage to meet their expectations. But if we look at the table, how all those sessions were evaluated. Well, here I tried to point out. Unfortunately, we do not have many excellent marks. So not so many people rated the sessions as excellent. So the best one in this respect is was the session on financial contribution. We had discussions there. It also got two below average marks, but. But nevertheless, it had 16 excellent marks. What else do we have? We have multi-stakeholder models of CCTLD governance. So obviously people like that. But anyway, unlike in the case of financial contribution, where excellent, okay, for good, marks for good and average and below average, they were all lower than... excellent. So that's the only case where the session got more excellent there than marks for good or average. Yes, we also have Cross-regional capacity building also got, that's just like in the case of financial contributions, got more marks for excellent than for good. And some others also got a fair share of marks for good. Finance and SOP working group, ICANN board meeting, IANA update, actually, which is good for IANA update. I think lately it wasn't so well evaluated. IDNPDP voting and framework of interpretation, working group update. So glad to see that. But anyway, as we can see, most people just check good. And I think it's really easier for them to do that without actually thinking about what they're choosing. They just, I'd say that if they choose excellent, they're really sure that they're excellent, that they think it's excellent. But most people will choose between average and good without actually thinking or remembering, maybe even without remembering the session. So one of my ideas is maybe we could change a little bit how we ask for the feedback. But, okay, that's probably not for this call, but just something to keep in mind if you have any idea what to do, how to do that. Maybe we can think about some other ways to get feedback, more valuable feedback from our members. So, regarding the things that we could do, as I sent out on to the mailing list, those are... First of all, I really hope that regional organizations could be more active in during these CCNSO meeting days by sharing, informing, and discussing some topical issues from their regions. Why I think this is currently this is a problem because I've heard that from several. Those were center members who said that. They do not do not enjoy, let's say, CCNSO meetings because in many occasions the CCNSO meetings just reflect on some discussions that we at Center had half a year ago. So maybe by involving regional organizations we could... improve this exchange of information and let everyone to benefit from discussions and from something that has happened in other regions as well. So I really would like to hear your views, your opinions on this.
Hey, Katrina, this is Peter.
Yep. Yeah, Peter.
Sure. Happy to start the discussion. One of the things that I've always been wondering is if it would be possible during a CCNSO meeting to get some sort of best-of presentations from the different regions. The condition is, of course, that we need to make sure that we get broad coverage across all the ROs. And that would, if we then... stick to the schedule and we make sure that everybody realizes that on the first day from 3 to 3:45, the three best presentations from the last 6 months from the AP region will be shown. At least the APTLD members who do not want to attend can plan different things. It does not answer the question of can we avoid overlap? Because I think there is no way that we can avoid overlap, at least not to a certain level. But what we could make sure is that we are structured, that we are well structured so that people can avoid sitting in that session if they don't want it. And it would also help us, I think, in really getting the best out of the regions to the CCNSO. I think, and I see that Carolina is already online on the forum, I hope she would agree with me, but I think we can easily identify those speakers that we think are worth sharing their message with a global forum. And there are not that many on any given meeting. So if we could select or at least suggest to you or this group who we would recommend to invite to that type of best-of presentations, I think we could considerably increase the quality and the level of the presentations that are given.
That would be really excellent if we could achieve that.
Can I just add, I mean, I think Peter's idea is great, but I just wanted to clarify that in many cases where presentations were repeated, it's very often that the presenters themselves want to, you know, give it again, but to a broader forum. So it's very often we don't want to exclude people just because they're already given it at the center forum, and especially if not it was excellent. But the thing is that very often people themselves want to repeat it. So
yeah, no, that's true, absolutely. And again, I completely agree with you. We cannot just turn down the presentations or their offers because they were presented somewhere else.
Hang on, Katrina. Yep. Personally, I don't see a problem with turning down presentations for the central meeting. I think, roughly speaking, I think you have about 15 presenters during a meeting, and I'm probably turning down 10 every single meeting. And the reason is that I feel that some people want to present because it gives them a reason to travel, but there's not any good argument that their presentation is valuable enough. Of course, we'd like to have them, but not at the cost of spending 10 or 15 minutes of everybody's valuable time by looking at the presentation that, frankly, nobody is too much interested in.
We are often turning down presentations too, Peter. I agree with you, but we are actually, unless we can see that this would bring some value. But I think in some cases you're right, but we have been squeezing them in just because they really wanted to.
But again, what is the reason for turning down the presentation? If it's not good enough, or as you said, it just wastes time of people in the audience, that's one thing. But it's a really good presentation. We cannot turn it down just because it was given at a center meeting. Probably we could complement this presentation by adding some similar or a bit different perspective from other regions. For example, if somebody wants to present on for example, in this case, before the Durban meeting, we had one of the options to have this session on ISO standard. And actually, Anna-Marie is ready and willing to give a presentation on this issue, on this topic. But this was discussed at Center R&D workshop sometime. I think it was R&D. No, sorry, it was security workshop. Quite closed group, but they did discuss everything about this ISO from different perspectives. So I think this is a really very interesting presentation and a very, very good topic. So why wouldn't we let Anna-Marie to give a presentation on this? I don't see a reason for not letting her speak. But we also, probably we can get some more presenters, for example, from, we could ask Carolina to find a good presenter from a registry or maybe industry who did that, who also have this, worked on this ISO standard, and they just tell people what are the benefits. So, of course, they won't solve any security issues if you have them, but they will help you to address them more efficiently, perhaps. So it's just one of the ways to how we can get it's more to be more interesting for everyone. So this local perspective. So what do you think?
Yes, now I understand your point, and I agree with it. It's not because a good presentation has already been given that we should refuse it. But then at least let's make sure that we have a separate, well-defined corner during our meeting for the presentations that have already been shared with significant parts of the audience before, so that people up front know that they can spend that 1 hour or 2 hours during an ICANN meeting doing other things that they might find much more valuable than sitting through the same thing once again.
Mm-hmm. So, so I see that Carolina also thinks that this could be a way how we can get competence and expertise from different regions and cover same or more or less the same topic from different perspectives. So this means that every time when we have something interesting, a topic in mind, roundtable discussions, it would be really good if regional organizations, U.S. representatives of regional organizations could help us to get experts to the panel and to discuss that.
Yep.
Okay. I think we will discuss that maybe further on the mailing list, and we just now go on because that time is running out very quickly. So just something to think about, okay?
Katrina Eberhardt has raised his hand in the
room. Oh, sorry. Okay, Eberhardt.
Yeah, you see, I'm so well trained by the framework of interpretation.
Sorry, I'm not. I'm just learning. Yeah.
I'm just saying, we're just used to this there, so I do this. Anyway, you know, I have got a radical idea. Why not move all these standard presentations, the board, the financial, the GAC, onto one day? And have the separate day for presentations of interest. I must say, I'm one of the people who voted below average for the financial contribution, because it's always the same and it's boring. We know exactly what he's going to say, and you sit there and have to listen to it. This is my personal opinion. Some of my colleagues share this. Don't you guys think about maybe doing something different and say try to put all these things on the fixed agendas, board, GAC, whatever, members of the board, members, CCLSO board members, and so on, all on one day, and have the other day for things like this.
But Eberhardt, that's roughly what it's structured like now. If you look at the agenda, the first session is financial, the second session is the meeting with the board, and then the afternoon we have a GAC meeting. The only meeting that we have is the individual meeting with the board members, and which is on Wednesday, and that's because they can't find another time to come. It's a logistical issue.
But, no, I agree, it would be great, but not always it's possible, unfortunately. But now we're getting to another point. It's about switching sessions. That's what I proposed in my email when I sent it out. So just to remind you, Wednesday morning when we had this very nice roundtable discussion on security, unfortunately there were few people in the room. At least at the beginning. Later they joined, but of course it's quite hard to get up so early after a great music night and some other events or celebrations or whatever you call them. So the idea was to switch those sessions and to have something. If you really are interested in some specific updates, you'll find a way to be there and to listen. if you're too tired to get up early, so there are other sessions, other times we moved, try to move these roundtable discussions to some more comfortable times for our members. Of course, there are still some overlaps with other sessions which people want to attend, but unfortunately, there's no way we can find any way around this. So, what is your idea about? It's actually very much in line with what Eberhard is saying. We just move more interesting topics to some other times. Any comments on that?
Hello. Hi,
Katrina.
Yes.
I just think that we all agree that the working group updates, if we need to have any, should be moved to Wednesday morning.
Okay, Peter.
I'm not sure I do actually. It's all about priorities. I mean, when you're at an ICANN meeting and you think that you're there for the presentations, then you just get out of that and you make sure you're there. I don't know, but it's probably personality.
Not necessarily. It's about socializing as well. Yeah. So it's,
but that's what I mean. Yeah.
No, okay. Anyway, thank you very much. If there are no objections, we just try to...
But Katrina, the thing I'm trying to say is I don't think that the working group updates are less important.
I'm not saying that, absolutely.
No, but we would move them to the morning session because we think that the majority of people who like to socialize don't care about the working group updates.
No, but
it's true. It's probably a more boring part than the rest of the session.
No, exactly. So you must pay more attention, and it's quite specific. And really, many people think it's boring. And for example, what Eberhard just said. Yeah, they are boring if you're listening for them all the time. Yeah, well, I agree with Karina as well. Yeah, of course, we should not force presentation out of anyone. You know, it's just. The initiative that comes from chairs of working groups. Okay, so the next one I hope you agree that GACs are very important for CCTLD, at least quite many of them. So what do you think if we ask them for feedback, some short survey. Please tell us what you would like to hear from CCTLDs. What would you like to know more about CCTLDs? How we can help you to know more about CCTLDs and our needs and so on. So, any feedback on that?
I think that's a very good question.
Bart has raised his hand.
Thank you, Gabby. Bart?
I think in principle it's a good idea, but especially with the GAC, it's currently a bit of a mess how that agenda is arrived at. So in the past, and it's still dormant, we have a GAC CCNSO liaison group who set the agenda. Unfortunately, the GAC has been completely overwhelmed in a way by the new GTLD process, and it's been going on now for almost 1.5 years. And before that, it was just IDNs. Unfortunately, IDNs on the agenda. Unfortunately, that portion has closed as well. So maybe it's an idea that, say, from this group, there is make it very clear that this GAC-CCNSO working group needs to be reestablished, and urge, say, the chair and the vice chairs to reestablish it. Because that's been one of the main reasons why these meetings have become so boring.
You mean the fact that we don't have this working group anymore? Or they are not interested in CCCLD?
Look, the way the agenda is arrived at, it's Peter has complained about it, and probably on behalf of a lot of his members and others as well. It's a matter of reporting in, and you don't hear anything back from the GAC. And one of the reasons was it was established very late and not prepared well, the agenda at least.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, probably that's one of the issues we could discuss with the chair, the Byron, I mean.
I think going back to, say, the involved, specifically the GAC, and to ask their feedback, I think they have less a clue how these topics come on the agenda. So it's at this stage, I would almost say, premature.
Okay, so I think it would be useless and probably even potentially bad for CCTLDs. Okay. Okay, then we will probably talk with Byron about ways.
I can also report, I've been in touch with Jeannie, who's doing a lot of things for the GAC, and she's also saying it's quite impossible to talk to the GAC between the meetings. So if we want to have a survey or something, it should be probably during the meeting, because she's saying it's really impossible to talk to them otherwise, because they're, you know, busy with their own stuff and don't really know there is ICANN even. So, and Eberhard has raised his hand.
Yes, Eberhard, please.
How do we invite GAC or the board to this meeting? Is this a standard invitation without any correspondence, or are we writing them each time an invitation? If we do the letter, we could say we would like to maybe this time put a little bit of a focus on this or on that topic. Would that maybe something?
The way it's done, Eberhard, is that I have, for instance, already emailed the GAC secretariat or the people helping out the GAC, just saying I would like to, could you ensure that you keep this slot free? Because we have slots that are easier for us to have. And then I don't hear anything from them until about a week before the meeting. Because it's not because of the staff, it's because the GAC is unresponsive. And about a week before, I get a confirmation in best case that this spot is okay. So I'm just posting it just to know that I've done what I can to keep that slot. It's very much last minute, and then it's normally from chair to chair. The topics are normally set from chair to chair.
Mm-hmm. No, it's good that they are busy with the new GTLDs and don't pay attention to CCTLDs. Maybe it's good for CCTLDs. I don't know. It's just something we can't discuss that, but something to think about. Eberhard, yes, you will.
Do we really need to invite to have a meeting with them if there is nothing to say?
There was a time, Eberhard, where we didn't have a few meetings in a row, and people were really upset. They wanted to have them back, so we just responded to the need. Maybe we can think of, do we need to have a meeting every time? I don't think we had a meeting in Beijing, for instance, and I'm not sure that we missed it that much, but they are there because I know that people wanted them, because we didn't have them for a while.
We all have our favorite GAC reps or contacts within the GAC. Should we know not maybe, I know Andre has good contacts to his Czech guy, I know a few German speakers. Should we not maybe individually ask them what they think about it on a personal level, and what would they need to hear, want to hear about, or something like this?
That would be a good idea, yeah. Maybe personal contacts help us to find out. Okay, I Mark, mean, you want sorry.
I understand that we don't want to irritate the GAC, but on
no.
the other hand, we want. Let me just finish. On the other hand, we want to have a better quality meeting, and if you're saying, like, let's say, GAC or board as an example, not specifically targeted, we have a meeting because we have a meeting and it's ad hoc and it's chair to chair and the agenda is set 3 seconds before. Somehow, this is not really the way to increase dissatisfaction.
Bart has raised his hand.
Hey, Bart, I fully agree with you. Say that is a way forward, at least for individual GACers to do some internal working. Going back to your point, while we need it, say, you as well as I know, say, from a framework of interpretation working group, at some stage, the FOI needs to discuss the results with the full GAC. And most of the time, this is the meeting itself. This is during that meeting. Say, from the IDM PDP, I know the GAC needs to at least say they will not provide advice or do anything else. Otherwise, it will block all the progress, say, the CCs have made today. And with the similar case with the FOI working group. So that's why we need them as well as they need us.
But Bart, do we need them every time? Perhaps we could we try to look into a possibility to meet every second meeting, for instance?
Yes, but it depends on the progress you want to make. Say, in this case, with the FOI, we were still waiting for some response. But I could imagine some interesting topics. But and it needs, as I said, it needs to be prepared properly.
But is this something that the whole CCNSO needs to be involved in, or couldn't it just be that the FOI working group as such requests a time with the GAC to present their stuff that would even focus?
Well, that could be an alternative as well, a meeting of the FOI presenting the results and taking in the questions and input from the GAC. That's an alternative as well.
That would probably put more focus on the topic even, so I'm not sure.
But then again, if we want to pursue that way, is say you need going back. You need some. You can't do this just on a case by case, chair to chair way. It needs to be embedded, and I think Eberhard's suggestion is a good one. That people start to contact their GAC reps and understand. Say, how can we improve it? But there is
I am on the FOI working group. I had not even ever thought about engaging the GAC on the GAC CCNSO meeting. We have got 3 representatives of the GAC on our meetings. Usually 1 to 0 are participating. So I know all of them and some of the supervisors are listening to the transcripts and listening to the audio and reading the transcripts. What we do in the group is always known early on. But if we at the end engage the GAC, I would, without preempting our chair, presume that it would be a meeting that would be set up specifically between the FOI and whoever is interested at the GAC, because I doubt that the whole of the GAC, the whole 50 or 100 or so representatives would be there.
It's if you look at it, say, the way it's... until now, and especially with the first chapter... And that worked reasonably well. It was done and presented at the GAC CCNSO meeting. But I agree, a separate meeting might be useful, maybe even more useful. But then again, it needs to be, maybe it's a way to organize it that way, but then we need to engage with the GAC to say how to restructure that meeting. But it's a way forward, I agree.
Okay, thank you very much for your feedback and some good ideas. We could further explore. Let's move on if no one wants to comment more on this this question. So maybe just think about the ways how to implement what we just discussed. So no comments? No further comments? Okay, then, at least thank you from this presentation. Could you now change the screen? Yeah, with agenda, please. So at the moment we have some proposals for agenda. Yeah, as you can see here, we have in dark pink. I hope you see the colors on your screen. Dark pink. We have those slots which are fixed. That's a meeting with the icon board, meeting with the GAC, and at the end we have the CCNSO council meeting. We also have coffee breaks, which can be changed more or less within, I don't know, half an hour or so. And in yellow we have this lunch sponsor update, which traditionally goes together with lunch, but again, I think perhaps it's not so fixed. So the white spots, I just must fill them in. And so current proposals. Current proposals, maybe Gabi, you could give a brief update. And Eberhard again has a hand raised. Eberhard, please.
Can Gabi or Christina make this presentation movable so that each... Yeah, thank you very much.
Now, well, so that everyone understands, what I've done is that everyone now can individually scroll on the screen. You should all be able to scroll on your own, but you will not be able to follow me, so I cannot scroll for everyone now, so you will not see what I'm doing. Just so you know. So you just need to follow me. Any questions on that? No? Shall I go through the agenda?
Yep.
Katrina? And this is just an agenda that we filled in stuff in together with Katrina, myself, and Bart, and this is not fixed, and some of it are just suggestions. It's just a suggestion on how it could look like, but it's not definite, any of it. So the first thing in the morning, as usual, we would start with a finance working group, and the reason for that is that this topic needs to be discussed before we're meeting with the ICANN board, because we're very often reporting back what was discussed in the morning to the board, so to get a feeling of what the feeling of the room is. And then after that, we have the meeting with the ICANN board, and I can't do anything about the timing about that. So unless they change it, then it's going to stay the same. The coffee break are not that movable, Katrina, actually. We're asked to keep them because there will not be coffee otherwise, I'm told. So we cannot really move it. Oh, and as Bart wrote, that the finance working group will hopefully conclude their business in Buenos Aires. So this is going to be the last time that we will need the morning slot for that. Now there is a suggestion. As we said, we were suggesting to put the working group updates on early Wednesday morning. However, in Buenos Aires, the framework of interpretation working group will probably have much to report, which is going to be important for every CCTLD. So this is why we're putting it now on Tuesday morning, because this is also something that we will present to the GAC. This is why it needs to be put before the meeting with the GAC. And we have scheduled half an hour for this. That's what the working group chair says that he will need.
I see that Peter wants to
Okay,
ask
sorry.
Or comment something. Yep, Peter.
Thank you, Katrina. Thanks, Gabby. Could you maybe suggest to Keith that when he gives an update, they start again from the basics, because, and this is a personal feeling, but I think they've lost the majority of that room a long, long time ago. And people have typically, they are zooming in on what they're doing at the moment, which is great for those who are following the discussions. But those who have not been paying that close attention have no clue what this is about.
Yeah, I've took note of that, and that's a good suggestion, so I will convey that to Keith. So, yes, and so this is why we had to put it on Tuesday afternoon. Then there was a suggestion. Now, Bart has been talking to someone from the Dutch government about DNS botnets and the cooperation with governments.
So
and we were saying... Sorry?
Dotnl,
yes.
Yes.
And can I, Bart, you can say something about that. But I just wanted to explain that we were thinking that if we could find more than one presenter on this topic, then we can have a nice session. We can have a roundtable or something about this. If we cannot find more, you know, related presenters to this topic, then we probably would move it to the CCTLD news session. But for now, we're hoping that we will find more people to speak on this. So this is why we scheduled 1 hour for that. But Bart, you're welcome to add information.
Yeah, I've been approached by Christian Hesselman from SIDM. He's also on the on the tech working group. What he wanted to present was the SIDM together with 8 ISPs will launch a botnet expert center in October. And it's an initiative from the Dutch government, and it's initially funded by the Dutch government and SIDM. And it's a very clear, I think, a good demonstration of cooperation between government and the registry operator and other stakeholders to deal with an issue like botnets. So in a way, it's not about the technical operational side, because that would be perfect for Tech Day, but this is more about the managerial governance structure around it and the role of the CCTLD. And I don't know if there are other examples of, say, in other countries, and preferably in other regions. If so, then say, going back to the initial discussion we had today, it would be a good example of, say, some of the practices in some of the regions, and for others to learn from. So that's the background.
Bart, any questions from others? I think it would be good if regional organizations could suggest some speakers.
Yeah, if you are aware of one or two of these initiatives, that would be great.
It would be great to check out what's going on in your regions. And not for Peter, obviously, but as you can see, .nl is already represented here, but could be other CCTLDs from center region as well. So it would be really good if you could suggest good speakers for this roundtable. Okay, Gabi?
Sorry, I'm trying to get Carolina dialed up too, so just a second.
In the meantime, might I suggest that for next call, we invite the APTLD secretariat?
Well, we
don't have a general manager yet, but in the meantime, maybe the secretariat can help us with understanding what the Asia-Pacific region thinks and feels.
Yes, we will do so. To be honest, I have no clue who to contact right now.
Oh,
and Barack couldn't make it this time. But on the positive side. Barak has said he will be involved more in the program working group now than in the past, and we hope that whoever's going to take over from APTLD will be involved
very
too.
Good.
And I think Eberhard.
Eberhard.
Right.
Eberhard.
Yeah.
I've got a small technical thing. The lunch on Tuesday goes until 2:15, and the joint meeting with the GEC starts at 2:00.
Oh, okay. Sorry, that's
well,
that's just That's either it's probably my mistake actually, but the GEC doesn't want to meet until after 2:15, so it's the lunches are almost normally always till 2:00, but the GEC wants to start 2:15. So, but since the GAC often is delayed, we often just say officially to them that we're starting at 2:00 so that they're all there 2:15. But that's the reason. But we would change that on our agenda. We would change it to 2:15.
Yeah, that will be corrected. So unfortunately, we don't have we're going to lose Eberhard and Carolina very soon. So,
but Carolina is on the call now. On the
She has to leave in 7 minutes. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay, could you speed up? Thank you.
Yeah, I'll do it as quick as possible. Okay. So after that, you see, we have some time for the Q&A candidates for the ICANN board elections. We put that just before because we're going to have elections to the council and to the board. And the timelines will be aligned so that both start at the same time. It would be too messy otherwise. And we thought that it would be good to let all the candidates present themselves. Will be available for the Q&A. Even if there's just one candidate, it would still be good to let the people to question them, question this person about what the visions are and so on. So we have to allow for some time for some Q&As for the ICANN board candidates. You will see, okay, this has been moved. So in the afternoon, there was after the GAC meeting, after the coffee break, there's also a Q&A session for the candidates for the council elections. Eberhard.
Why don't we put these two things together, not necessarily at the same time, but at least sort of two sessions following each other in case there's interesting stuff that overlaps?
Actually, this was put together, and I'm not sure why it was split. I think was it ever Bart? I think you split. Probably because of logistics. But I think I'm sure this is we can change this. This was not the way it was done before. So let me change that back.
I split it in order to accommodate the FOI in the morning, because if you combine the two, you get up to 3/4 hour, and if you want to have some say. So that's a big slot all at once.
But I actually agree. I think they should be together.
Yes, but
yes, it will be good. Yes.
So do I. But the reason for splitting them is to accommodate for the FOI in the morning. That was the only.
What we could do is, for instance, to move the session about the botnets to the afternoon, and they.
Put it this way: we can juggle around with the agenda anyway. Because if there's nothing showing up for the DNS botnet, then it's going to be a move anyway. But it's very clear the preference to combine the two.
Yeah. So we will make sure that will be combined. And then at the end of the first day, we thought what we would do is that we very often get these last-minute requests from ICANN groups, various ICANN-related groups, that they want to speak to us. And the requests often come 2 weeks or 1 week before the meeting, and to give them a chance to talk to us, we thought that we will put them at the very last session at the end of the first day, and if there we won't have many requests, then we can make it a little bit shorter. If we have an extra request, we can extend it by 15 minutes or so. So this is why we put it at the very last session the first day. And actually today I received a request from the ATRT2 group that they want to speak to us, so this will be put there. And as you can see, I also put in Ayana there. Traditionally we have Ayana in the morning of the first day, but I thought that it's actually a kind of ICANN update as well, so let's put it as the first one in the of the last session. I'm not sure you agree on that, but the IANA updates have actually been ranked less and less well because the IANA says they don't really have that much interesting stuff to update you on, so why don't put it together with the other ICANN updates, was my thinking. Are there any comments on that?
It's a good idea and it's quite reasonable. Any objections, any suggestions? Nope. Okay, Gabby?
Okay, so the second day, as we talked before, we discussed before, we were thinking of starting with if needed, any working group updates. I'm not sure we will be on the FOI if there will need to be any working group updates. But if so, we'll put it there. Then we normally have the discussion with the CCNSO appointed board members starting at 10 till 10:45, and see Bart has moved this. I'm not sure Chris and Mike can make 9:30, Bart. I can ask, but I'm not sure they can.
Because otherwise, you have a very weird slot in the morning. So it's
But I'm just saying that normally they can't make it before 10. So we have to take this up. And then I see that, Bart, you've entered a session that I was not aware of, so could you say something about that?
This is a follow-up from the roundtable or the panel discussion in Durban. There is a huge interest of large international companies for CCTLDs and what they're doing in the sense of where they want to register domain names, etc. And they have a particular interest for various reasons in the security and stability of CCTLDs. One of them, Mark Monitor, has presented at some times at Tech Day on their experience and how they, in close cooperation with the CCTLD, have tried to improve CCTLD or the security and stability of CCTLDs, etc. Now, what was interesting, and we had a conversation, Keith and I had a conversation with some of these people, is to share with the community what is their interest in CCTLDs, why they're looking at interest at CCTLDs, and why they're interested in particularly in the security and stability. So and that's the perspective of global companies. So that was the basic idea. And then to be followed up, say, again, as a follow-up from the Durban meeting on the need, for closer cooperation on capacity building.
Bart, I must say my initial thought when seeing this is this is going to be very cramped and very rushed, so I think that we need to get rid of at least one of them. And the CCTLD news session has been extremely reduced, and I don't think it would be good to cram in both just for the sake of it. I'm not sure what others are feeling. I just feel it's going to be very packed.
Yeah,
it is very packed. I know.
Okay, I think we just have to go through it and see how we can.
If you look at it, say what is not packed, say the 11:30 is a follow up of the first one. The first bit, the 10:45 is part one. 11:30 is part two.
That's fine, Bart, but I mean, we also have to respect that people like the CCTLD news session in general, and I'm not sure that it would be good to actually take time from that one.
I agree with Gabi, and I think we must do something here with the agenda. Okay, Karina already left, and Eberhard is about to leave, and actually I don't have much time myself either. So I think so my proposal is that Gabi and I will look at the agenda once again, try to reshuffle it and have more time for specific sessions like CCTLD news session, and then we'll get back to the group with we'll send out the new version of the agenda.
I mean, suggestion would be that we move this forward to the next meeting and have a proper session there, and we invite people to come with suggestions for alternative topics now, because this is just a suggestion.
Yeah.
And to be honest, my suggestion would be to, you know, set aside proper time for that, because I even think that 45 minutes for a roundtable discussion is very cramped and rushed.
Enough, yeah.
So I think the topic is good, but
Just a minute. If you look at what you suggested, having the working group days online, if you look at the agenda itself, the full agenda is, and if you want to keep the CCTLD session at, say, 1.5-2 hours, there is no time anymore for round tables in future. Because you've got a policy, if you look at it very carefully now, the 9930, it's reduced from the original one, say, in updates. The
but if you look on Tuesday, you have already scheduled in a roundtable on Tuesday, for instance, and then we have the panel discussion on Wednesday. So instead of, for instance, next time, instead of scheduling a roundtable on the botnet, we could have a proper roundtable on what you're suggesting now.
You could have a presentation there. It's just a formatting thing. Well, let's take this offline.
Yes, I know. But I just want to make clear that this is just a suggestion, and I think we should invite for others, because I'm worried that this will be, you know, cramping the agenda too much.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go. My first patient has arrived. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you, Eberhard, for joining us.
Bye.
I'll try to be on all other calls too if I can. Bye.
Very good. Very good. Thanks. So, Andre, any comments from you as the most experienced?
No. Enjoying myself.
Yeah, that's hard to hear, but I think that he said no. Okay,
are you on speakerphone, Andre, perhaps?
If you wish. That I heard, if you wish. But okay.
Changing your phone is probably better.
Yes,
yeah.
It is better.
So any comments from you?
No.
Okay. Okay, so... So let's do like that. So Gabi and I, we go through the agenda once again, and then send it the new version to the mailing list for comments. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Any other suggestions? Hello. Yeah.
Katrina,
yeah.
I'm happy for the two of us to have a call and see if we can identify. And
yeah,
you have the best-of presentations I mentioned earlier.
Yeah, very good. That would be great.
So that we have some material for the agenda.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, any other business?
Nope.
No.
One very small thing.
Yeah.
In the number of people who respond to the questionnaire, it's probably better to start using percentages of the attendance, so that we're not too much affected by fluctuating attendance rates?
What was the suggestion? So
when you have the overview slide of
number
of respondents and the way they rated the meeting, we in the way that we presented now, we are affected by the fluctuating number of attendance between the CCMSO meetings. if a high attended meeting reveals more answers, then well, that's just to be expected. If we change that to percentages, then I think we have a better view of the true inputs that we get.
Okay, thanks for the suggestion. Think about that, how to implement it. Any other ideas? Any other? Well, if you get them later, of course, you can share them on the mailing list anytime. So, any other ideas? Any other comments? Any other business? No, then about the next call, I think, Gabi, could you please send out a new Doodle poll?
Yes, could you just give me a hint on when that will be good?
I think we will need it for the end of September.
Okay.
Just to discuss everything properly.
Katrina?
Yes?
Are you available for a chat with Byron one of these days?
Yeah, perhaps tomorrow,
let's take that offline.
Sorry?
Let's take that offline. I'll
Exactly. Yeah, let's do that offline. And okay, thank you very much. That was my first meeting program working group meeting or teleconference at the chair. I hope I did not annoy you too much. So I'm learning, and next time I hope we'll have even more fruitful discussions. So thank you very much for joining the call. And
thank you, Katrina.
Thank you very much. So and see you on the next call, and we'll chat offline as well. And Andre, thank you very much for the files. Okay, thanks.
See you, and well done.
See you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.